she relented. The years had smoothed their earlier tempers. "Then I won't." But her smile and yielding only moved him afresh. "Come away with me, Jenny." "Please don't start it all over again." "I can't help starting," he said desperately. "I don't know what to do. God, we have been going over this all our lives, but it seems to be worse in the spring. Why won't you come with me to Joyous Gard and have the whole thing above board?"
"Lance, let go of me and be sensible. There, sit down and we will have another song."
"But I don't want to sing,
and I don't want to have all this.
If you would come with me to Joyous Gard, it would be finished once for all. We could live together for our old age anyway and be happy, and not have to go on deceiving every day, and we should die in peace."
"You said that Arthur knew all about it," she said, "and that we were not deceiving him at all."
"Yes, but it is different. I love Arthur, and I can't stand it when I see him looking at me and know that he knows. You see, Arthur loves us."
"But Lance, if you love him so much, what is the good of running away with his wife?"
"I wanted to be in the open," he said stubbornly, "at least at the end."
"Well, I don't want it to be."
"In fact," and now he was furious again, "what you really want is to have two husbands. Women always want everything."
She declined the quarrel patiently. "I don't want to have two husbands, and I am just as uncomfortable as you are. But what is the good of being in the open? As we are now, it is horrible, but at least..."